Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for Southern California Lifestyles, giving you a view into the swinging Southern California lifestyle with Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and also the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. And I know, Bobby, that you have something to talk with us about today that's it's a little difficult for any mother, and it had to do with some pornography that I know that you found in your son's room, okay? But I know that this also has something to do with how happy you are to be married and have a great partner in life like your husband, Steve. Okay, Bobby, you there?
Yes, Phil. Well, it was one of those times that I was glad I was married because I have a partner, Steve, who helps me understand something that I otherwise would not understand. And fortunately for Steve, my husband, and not only is he a great breadwinner, not only does he guide me and direct me in how I can behave and conduct myself as a woman, and not only does he provide us with money so that I can go shopping and provides me with a very nice car and a very beautiful home, he also gives me valuable advice on life.
So this has to do with your 13-year-old Dylan, right?
Yes, and excuse me if I get a little emotional because he's my firstborn.
Okay.
But everything turned out all right. I want you to know that.
Well, tell us about it. That everything's okay, everything's okay. What happened?
I caught my son Dylan with some pornography that he had downloaded at a friend's house. He did not download it at our home. We have Net Nanny. So that kind of thing I don't allow in my house. I feel sorry for the homes that don't have Net Nanny. I feel sorry for the children that don't have that. We have Net Nanny.
And all right, you got Net Nanny.
So Dylan had some pornography. It was homosexual in nature.
All right.
My heart was racing. I was wondering what it meant in terms of his sexuality, even though I think I am open-minded. I called my husband, and naturally he was shocked. He raced home from work, and this is his high season. My husband, Phil, for your audience, has a wildly successful landscaping business.
And okay, was it that pornographic, or was it was homosexual pornography? It was two men doing something?
Well, here is where my husband was able to help me. It was not two men. It was a picture of two women. In fact, it was three or four women having sex together. My husband believes, and I was shocked at having this kind of homosexual pornography. I'm not saying I have anything against that, but what effect does this have on a child? And so my husband came home. I said, Steve, it's homosexual. He said, let me see. And it was a picture of four women and all of that. And my husband believes that while all homosexual pornography is wrong in the hands of a child, he did explain to me that men looking at lesbians wasn't as bad. So we took the material away from him.
Well, why isn't it that bad? I mean,
well, Phil, my husband believes it wasn't as bad looking at lesbians as it is looking at gay men because he said, and I'm trying to remember what Steve said, he said, it's just women fooling around and it's not serious homosexuality like gay men. Okay.
But Bobby, it's still a picture of two or three or four, however many it was, naked women in the hands of a 13-year-old boy. Three or four naked women.
My husband said it was a daisy chain or something like that. But that's why we eventually took it away from him. My husband believes that if you find your son with pictures of naked lesbians, there's no hurry to get it out of his hands the way you would pictures of gay men. It won't turn him gay.
Okay, so the reasoning your husband gave you, your son is looking at four women. See, I don't understand what the difference between looking at four lesbians and just looking at four naked women, how it's okay.
Because he encourages boys, he thinks it encourages boys to like women more. We had this problem with the other boys' parents. After I found out where Dylan got this, I was upset, and I called the other parents. But when my husband explained it wasn't that bad, I told the other parents what my husband believes and that they should let their son look at it for a little longer. Well, she got huffy with me. She told me to mind my own business. I really resent it.
Well, wait a minute. Now you're calling the other parents up and saying, no, it's okay for your son to look at lesbians because your husband said it's okay.
I explained to this woman that my husband, Steve, said it's not bad for men to see lesbians. I don't know. Am I making myself clear?
No, you're not really. And again, we're talking about a 13-year-old boy.
No, but he said, yes, the boy shouldn't see it, but that the boy should be allowed to see it longer than he would gay men.
Look, I'm a man. Your son's 13.
Correct.
How long should I be allowed to look at the pictures of the lesbians?
My husband thinks that you and adult men should be allowed to look at the lesbian pictures probably for a couple of 2.5 hours.
And how long does Dylan get to look at them?
Because he's underage.
Because he's underage.
My husband believes that a boy coming of age should only be allowed to look at pictures of lesbians for 5-10 minutes. And then,
because it helps, it encourages him to like women.
It encourages him to like women. That's exactly right, Phil. Thank you for understanding. But you can look at it for 2.5 hours.
According to your husband.
That's what my husband believes. And I tried explaining this to this woman. She got huffy. She resented that I... And you know, Phil, it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes a village to raise a healthy boy. And a healthy boy can look at pictures of lesbians, then what's wrong with that? Well, she wasn't aware of that. She also isn't aware that I'm president of the PTO, so my husband believes we should give her a pass. But were she aware of who she was talking to, we'd have a problem, because it takes a village.
All right, you're saying a lot here. Let me give our phone number out, Bobby, and I want to try to figure it all out. You're the president of the PTO. You gave this woman advice on how long her son should be allowed to look at pictures of lesbians.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. And I'm an adult man, so 2.5 hours.
Well, Phil, what I'm saying is you're an adult man and you ought to be allowed. A boy who's looking at lesbians as opposed to regular gay men, I don't think is destructive. And that's what I think Steve is trying to say to a lot of the parents in our neighborhood. We have a phone tree and we do contact the parents. I alerted them. Steve alerted them immediately. And
where is this pornography, this picture of the lesbians?
Steve has it right now. He is trying to get copies made so that all the parents can be alerted to what my son saw. But we did get on the phone to as many parents to let them know not to worry. And I think really that's what I'm trying to say. If you find your son in possession of pictures of 4 or 5 women in dog collars or whatever, what is it called, Steve?
Daisy chain.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to come on here right now and disagree a little bit, okay, with you, Bobby.
Well, my husband believes...
I know your husband believes that, but I think that a kid should not have that stuff. A boy should not have that stuff. I got 3 stepsons. These guys can talk any... I've told them they can say anything they want around me. They can use any language they want around me. They can talk the way they want around me. They can't do it in front of their mother. They can't do it in front of their sister. And they're not allowed to have that stuff at their house.
Phil, that's your home. My husband believes that to raise a healthy heterosexual boy, pictures of lesbians can be conducive to that. But, again... That's the only kind of homosexuality.
Yeah, not the male kind.
Not the male kind, no. Because then the boy learns how to be one.
Do you ever worry that he might learn how to be a lesbian?
My son would learn how to be a lesbian. Are you joking?
Yes, I'm joking. Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I just give out our phone number? Because we do have a phone tree.
Yeah, you got a phone tree, and that's fine, but I don't want to give out any personal information right now until we get a little further into the hour, okay?
All right, but, you know, your attitude is...
My attitude is, as the host of the show, I have to guide this show. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association, is talking about her son. I don't think we need the music right now. Her son, who downloaded some pictures of lesbians, her husband thinks it's fine because it's lesbians, not gay men. Heidi on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Heidi, you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just curious if, first of all, if the woman has an opinion of her own. Because the only thing she keeps saying is, my husband says,
well,
and a time limit on how long the child can look at the picture is insane.
You're entitled to conduct your home. You said
it's okay for these young boys so that they can start liking young women.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Oh, that's ridiculous.
How
that's
else
where you
is
get
a boy
pregnancy.
Going? How else is a boy going to know it's all right?
But
to
it's
look
not
at a
all
woman.
Right. It's not all right for him to be sexually active at 13.
I didn't say sexually
active.
And
that's what you're promoting.
No,
that
I did
not.
That
is exactly what you're promoting.
No, I am not. And if I could the host let me say something?
Go ahead.
I am not asking my boy to be sexually active. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with a healthy 13-year-old boy seeing pictures of daisy chains or the like. But
and do you
only
think
with
there's
women.
Something wrong with a healthy young lady looking at pictures of naked men?
No, because that is gay pornography.
But it's
okay.
So is it the other way? It's
no,
gay
that
pornography
is lesbian.
Any way
that
you
is
look
lesbian.
At it.
And lesbians are not committed
they
homosexuals.
They are gay, hello?
No, they are not committed homosexuals.
If they're gay or not gay, a young man
there's
of 13, a young woman of 13, should not be looking at them and then acting upon them.
The pictures
and that is
had
what
lesbians in swinging baskets. And
Jesus, this kid's 13 looking at that? And will you quit using the term daisy chain, please? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're back with Southern California Lifestyles and Bobby Dooley, whose son downloaded some pornography off the internet. She was shocked until she realized it was lesbian pornography, and your husband assured you that it's okay.
Phil, thank you. I wanted to say something. I think there's been a misunderstanding. I don't want my son looking at pornography. I'm saying if he has to look at pornography, if he's with a friend who wants him to look at pornography with him, and there is a certain amount of peer pressure, I would rather it be lesbians engaged in some very harmless sex play than two gay men. And certainly...
Well, what about some heterosexual... pornography.
No, that is not good. My husband told me the best pornography is lesbian pornography.
For straight young 13-year-old boys.
That is correct.
All right, let me go to DeLon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, DeLon, go ahead.
Well, I'm calling from Flint, and I would just like to say
mm-hmm.
something.
I'm
a parent myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you said that Steve
mm-hmm.
said that your son, it was
mm-hmm.
okay for him to watch it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're contradicting yourself because you're saying that it's okay for him to watch females and not males.
Well, that's right, because I think, don't you want your boy to grow up thinking that women are all right?
Ma'am, they should be able to grow up naturally doing that.
Well, that's
naturally, naturally.
But you want to encourage that.
But listen, ma'am, if Steve said your son can watch it for 5 minutes and Steve can watch it for 2 hours, it seems like to me that Steve's got the information that he downloaded.
I don't understand what you're saying. My husband...
Steve's watching it longer than the son. So
yes,
I'm trying to tell you what kind of example is Steve giving to his son.
It's a much better thing for him to look at women... doing each other than men.
For your husband also, ma'am?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
It's
and,
okay
well, wait a minute.
For him?
Are you saying your husband...
My husband is in possession of the pornography right now, but he is not looking at it for those reasons.
Ma'am.
He is looking at it... If I could finish, Phil.
Go ahead.
Okay.
My husband is looking at the lesbian pornography to be further informed on what our children are... able to download.
Ma'am, now may I make a statement?
Where is he now?
He's in his office.
Is he watching
the information?
Is he looking at the pornography?
Well, I don't know what's funny. That's what he told me.
Ma'am, let me ask you something. Would
mm-hmm.
you,
have, mm-hmm.
if you had a girl the same age as your son,
mm-hmm.
would it be all right if she watched
mm-hmm.
more men, homosexuals, or women?
Oh, no, I don't think it would be all right, because women don't like seeing men.
Wait a minute.
My husband explained to me that women don't like seeing gay sex, but men like seeing women engaged in...
Well,
I think that's right. Stephen, that...
But listen, would you rather her watch men so she'll love men, or would you rather her watch women?
No, my daughter doesn't need to because...
No, you got to answer that either way, ma'am.
I would rather that she look at women so that she knows what's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
So that she knows what's wrong with that.
You know what? There is a lot of freaky things going on in that family, and you all need therapy.
Here's something. I really resent that. My husband
you
right
need
now
therapy,
is downloading...
And I bet you see,
my husband is downloading a couple of hundred pages of gay pornography so that we'll know.
I think Steve is getting more than a kick than you think he is.
I really resent
that. And you better
that.
Be
well, why
careful,
does he say,
ma'am.
You say he's downloading a couple of hundred pages of gay pornography to do what?
So that we can get on the phone with these parents and describe to them what we're looking at.
Ma'am, Steve is getting a kick out of it. And you better be careful. Really,
wait a second. He's
Steve.
On the...
He's coming right now. What have you got, Steve?
I got Steve.
Okay, he has something called Rambone. And this is a gay film. And did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
All right, Phil, he did say that he watched it.
So now he's going to get on the phone and call who?
Well, the first people we're going to call are the Iversons, who are friends of ours, whose son downloaded this pornography. Steve is going to... Have you made a copy?
He's making copies?
Yes.
This man has a problem.
Why does my husband have a problem? Because he's making copies of this for very dear friends...
There is a problem
very,
there, ma'am.
Very, very dear friends.
Let me tell you something. I've gone to school for 6 years, and I am a therapist, and I know there is a problem. And first of all,
well,
there's
I'm really,
a problem
you're scaring me. You're scaring
with you
me.
With you finding your own identity.
You're scaring me.
You need to find your own identity.
Look,
Steve cannot be yourself.
I think you're both really going overboard.
Look, your husband's been in his office for 2 hours downloading porn and making copies of it and getting on the phone and describing what's in the pictures to the husbands. And
no, he was talking mostly to a lot of the wives. And
now you got a problem.
Phil, I don't understand.
He's on the phone with the other wives talking about this.
That's a problem, definitely.
This is a film called, what is this? This is called Ass Explorers. And this is one of the movies that I think are dangerous for our children.
Ma'am, it's dangerous for Steve.
I'm really resentful of how I'm being treated on this program.
Look, lady, your husband can't download a flick called Ass Explorers and start making copies for his friends without you thinking there's something strange.
You are all belittling my feelings.
No, ma'am.
Dylan, I think you're a very nice lady.
I'm a therapist,
you are belittling my feelings.
And I see women come in all the time. You are almost in the same category as a battered woman syndrome.
Yeah, because your husband is looking at, like, whatever the hell it is.
Lonely Sailors.
All right, he's looking at Lonely Sailors. And you're telling me that...
He's getting on the phone and describing these films.
Well, then why doesn't he just have them go to the site where the movie is and they can look at it for themselves? All right, Dylan, Dylan, thank you for your expertise there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Nicole on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. What I think is that... Her husband, by letting her son look at women, that he's just teaching him that, you know, women are just to be looked at as objects, which is obviously how he sees his wife, because he has, I mean, it shows who has control in their marriage, because obviously she has no opinions whatsoever.
How did we get on me? How did we get on my marriage? We're talking about a 13-year-old boy that we're trying to save.
Right, but you think that him looking at women... You think that he's going to grow up to be respectful of women?
I don't like the name of the movie, I'll tell you that. But Dylan, if he can learn something from Ass Explorers or whatever this stuff is...
What is he going to learn?
What is he going to learn? Ass Explorers? Is that male or female porn?
I don't know. My husband, we love our son very much.
He's going to see all these women getting together, you know, having sex, whatever, and he's going to look at them as objects. He's
right.
Going to grow up to be that way.
Nicole, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Bobby Dooley on The Phil Hendry Show coming up. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley with Southern California Lifestyles. And today, with Phil Hendry, we're talking about something that should never happen to any family. My son, Dylan, downloaded some homosexual pornography on a friend's computer. Fortunately, it was lesbian sex. It was not male gay sex. And we feel much relieved because lesbians are not serious homosexuals. They play at it and eventually return to men. My husband, though, has discovered a lot of pornography that children can access. He is downloading it, copying it off, and sending it to our neighbors, and also describing a lot of it to them. We've been on the phone, Phil, all day. You don't know what's going on at our house.
Well, your husband's on the phone, and he's calling up the wives, or the...
A lot of the husbands aren't home yet. But Pirates of the Caribbean is another film.
All right, we don't need... is this stuff that...
There's two that Steve wanted to point out. Mighty Bone and 12 Angry Naked Men. These are the things that our children can access on the Internet. And we are so very, very sorry that this kind of thing is going on.
All right, but you're giving your son 5 minutes with pictures of lesbians.
Because, thank God, for my son, Dylan, he's not looking at butt Pirates of the Caribbean. He's looking at Ass Explorers.
And well, I'm going to take it that Ass Explorers is... lesbians?
That's right.
And butt Pirates of the Caribbean is...
You know, Phil, I have a son that I love very much, and I thought that that boy was at risk.
All right, I'm sorry, I don't mean to upset you, but this is bizarre. And your husband, meanwhile, is on the phone calling up all the women in the neighborhood. It's...
You know, you're really cruel.
I don't want to be cruel, but you're the one. This is your husband on the phone. Hi, is this Mary Brown? Let me tell you this picture I'm looking at right now.
He is not saying that. He's describing clinically what is on the... Phil, we almost lost our son this weekend.
I don't think it's as bad as that. And this may shock you, but I stole a Playboy when I was 11.
Well, that is your parents' responsibility.
Okay, but that's what I did. Here is Dara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to address that all of this... Hello?
We're right here, Dara. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to address that to me it's not so much an issue of it being male versus female homosexuality, but that it's just inappropriate altogether for a 13-year-old to be viewing... Not only viewing, they're going to have natural curiosity, but for the parents to actually... encourage and bring the stuff forward for their son to view is just, to me, that's more of the issue to whether or not it's male or female.
Well, my husband felt that we had an emergency situation.
If
that...
you say my husband one more time, what about you? What do you feel?
I happen to be very loyal to my husband. I don't know if you're...
Well, that's fine, but be loyal to yourself as well.
I am loyal. I love my son very much. I almost died giving birth to this boy.
Just add yourself in with my husband and myself.
All right. My husband and, all right, I guess me too, we believe that the boy needed some kind of an emergency input or influx of healthy sexual...
Why don't you let your son come across this naturally, like most...
No, we had to get the stuff in front of him.
Why? And
why? I mean,
why,
so he saw some lesbians
in front of him. A boy, a 13-year-old, is naturally going to be curious about that.
Because
anyway,
he's going to grow up to think that all girls do that, and that they're not interested
in
him.
He's going to grow up to think that all girls are just there for. To satisfy men.
My husband's right now, and I'm not saying anything.
Your husband,
he's
and
on the
yourself?
Phone. He's okay. on the phone right now, talking to a lot of people. All right, now Steve just gave him 5 minutes with the daisy chain picture, and what is that lotion?
Man,
okay,
I think
you know
all
something.
Have some type of phobia about male homosexuality or something that you're
I don't
just,
know. What did I do?
You're probably
you're
gonna,
just. It's weird.
Well,
put
he gave him some lotion. I don't,
you know,
because you're so intent
right.
on making him so against.
All right, I got butt pirates in the Caribbean right now.
I look at Steve. This is Phil Hendry.
Yes, sir.
You know something, man? I think you ought to put all that porn away, okay? Are you giving... What is this butt Pirates of the Caribbean, man?
It's one of these things that we wanted the parents to be aware of.
So what are you doing with it?
I have some of the fathers coming over to watch it. You know, we love our children over here. I don't know about anybody else.
Okay, Dara, thank you. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Lynn on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, man, has this husband got it made or what? I mean, you know, he's sitting here. He's convinced his wife that sex between women is good to watch, and she's bought it. He is so snowing her.
You know something? I don't fight with my husband. I try to work with my husband.
I believe that you do not fight with your husband.
I believe
that 100%.
I don't believe that my husband lies to me. If he tells me, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying he's got you snowed. I mean, here he is pulling porn down on the internet and showing it to your kid and telling you it's okay to do this and don't worry.
Yeah, and not only that, he can't be providing pornography to your son, okay? That's against the law.
He is not providing pornography. He is educating my son and some of the fathers in the neighborhood as to how bad it can be to look at lesbians.
Well, I'd be willing to bet
okay.
you that if...
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of them coming over.
If you three went to counseling over this issue, that your husband would not go.
Okay,
because he knows there's a problem, and he's got you snowed.
Where's the bottle opener? I don't know.
Why does he need the bottle opener?
He's got a case of beer.
Okay, so now he's got a bunch of his friends coming over. They're going to...
You know something, Lynn?
God.
You couldn't possibly be married. You couldn't possibly be married. To distrust your husband the way that you do.
No. I don't distrust my husband.
He's got friends coming over, sucking beers and sitting in the spa.
I'm completely, support 100%. It's like he's just got you.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. Here is, we got to move on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut the lady off. Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I never heard your program before. I'm driving back from college. I'm a college.
That's professor. Nice. What have you got to say, Rick?
I think there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your husband is talking to women on the telephone about pornography that he's downloading off the internet and describing it to them.
Yes, that's correct.
That's not necessary for him. Number one, to describe it to him.
Well,
most adults,
are they going to know that it's? You know what I'm saying, Rick?
Could your husband simply say it's pornography? I mean, I think we all know as adults what pornography is.
You don't need
to describe to me. I'm a professor in a college. I teach sex education.
All right, do you understand?
I'm a registered nurse, and I used to work for the Department of Children, Youth, and Families with
abused
children.
Bobby, I know what I'm talking about. Bobby, when somebody says pornography, do you know what that is?
Is it bi? Is it gay? Is it...
All of the above.
Bestiality, what is it?
It's all of the above, okay? For a 13-year-old child, it's any and all of those things. It's all inappropriate for his age group, okay?
Well, and so what's wrong with my husband calling up? The husbands aren't home, so there's women there.
Right, okay. It's inappropriate,
and
number one.
Saying,
let me finish for just a second. It's inappropriate, number one, for your son to watch any kind of pornography, period.
Absolutely.
At that age, okay? Number two, okay, it's inappropriate for your husband to be discussing pornography on the telephone with other men's wives, okay? That's the second thing.
I don't understand.
Okay?
I know
you don't understand it. I'm trying to explain it to you, okay? And if you just listen for a moment and not be offended by what people are telling you,
you'll understand
what we're trying to get across to you. There's a message here. Okay, and the message is that your family has a problem, okay, and that you as the mother need to address that problem, okay, and your husband needs to address that problem.
All
now,
right,
there's
let me
another
ask you
possibility
this.
What, here,
let
okay?
me ask you this. They
you
brought
can ask me
o- they brought over a case of beer.
What?
They brought the guys brought over a case of beer and
what
they
guys?
Some of the guys from the neighborhood.
For what reason?
My husband has one of these. They want to get together as fathers and I guess have some meeting over this movie they're going to watch.
Okay, so we're going to have a serious discussion about the upbringing of our children,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do this while we're drinking beers, okay?
I don't know why
you don't see that as being a problem.
We have two cars. We have three children. I don't get it.
Okay,
Bobby,
you
you're in
get
it.
What?
Bobby, you're blind. You need help. There's men in the den with beer watching pornographic movies.
For the purposes of alerting themselves as to how bad it is.
You've got adult men in your neighborhood that don't know what pornography is?
Well,
they should go to a college course and learn about it.
They need to stay up on it.
Oh, okay. So let's go down to the video store and rent. Oh, man.
Pornography hasn't changed for 50 years.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Naked people, yeah, the quality of the production's the same, okay? Homosexual activity is exactly the same now as it was 50 years ago. Lesbian love is exactly the same as it was 50 years ago.
You don't need to
update yourself on this stuff.
The man on the phone says that homosexuality is the same. What's the movie? Randy Rides Alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, trust me, Randy was riding in the 50s, too.
Alone.
Alone, yeah.
Right.
Randy was riding in.
Well, my husband tells me that flickering tongues is.
All right, that's the end of that romance. Flickering tongues. 1-800-449-8686. You're gonna have to call her back and tell her that we're gonna call the cops. Okay. The guy is her husband's calling around the neighborhood. Hi, this is Steve. Let me tell you about this picture I just downloaded, so you'll know what to look for. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Did you see this? Ted Turner said that one of the reasons why he and Jane Fonda broke up is because she came home one night and said that she'd become a Christian. Before that, she was not a religious person, he says. That's a pretty big change for your wife of many years to tell you. That's a shock. Fonda's divorce filing said that the marriage was irretrievably broken. Standard language for a divorce petition, but Turner told the New Yorker in an interview published last month that Fonda's decision to become a Christian played a role in their breakup. Boy, that guy, Ted Turner, strikes me. I think he's goofier than a outhouse rat. That cat, I can tell by the way that guy looks through his face, he's crazier than an outhouse rat. Fonda, who won the best Oscar for blah, 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 she said, my becoming a Christian upset him very much for good reason. He's my husband, and I chose not to discuss it with him because he would have talked me out of it. She said Turner also knew the birth of her daughter's child would keep her away from home. He needs someone to be there 100% of the time. He thinks that's love. It's not love. It's babysitting. We went in different directions. I grew up. Yeah, I think she's right. She probably did. You know what? Everybody was putting down Jane Fonda when she came back for the Academy Awards. I think she looked fine. She looked beautiful for a woman of 60 and whatever. You know, I mean, like everybody dumping all over the woman. You know, she came back. She married some crazy-ass cat. So that freaking Turner, he's a genius. Don't get me wrong. I mean, good Lord, that guy's vision. CNN. I mean, where would we, without Wolf Blitzer, my life would be broken irretrievably. Speaking of that. No, CNN, all that stuff, very cool. Now, when he did every cool thing he did like a goofy thing. You guys may not remember this, but in the late 70s, Turner put on a Braves uniform and went into the dugout and, like, managed the team for 2 days. And that was a goofball thing, although in retrospect, hey, it's the guy's team, he can do whatever the hell he wants. But the Braves sucked back then. Oh, my Lord, were they bad. Horrible. So, again, maybe it was a good thing. I shouldn't say. All right, moving on to something I may know a little bit about. No, I don't know anything about this either. Kelsey Grammer, though, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Kelsey Grammer, he's the star of Cheers and Frasier. And like I was saying, they're giving out these stars. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. Now, he's bona fide, but every time he turns around to give out a star to somebody that's really goofy. And the day they're going to give a star one of these days, you mark my words, they're going to give a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to Ronald McDonald, and then it'll be all over. Then that's it. Then they're going to have Ronald McDonald for his years of service. Oh, get out of here, will you? No, we really think he deserves one because he's such a draw. You know, he's got nothing to do with Hollywood. He's a clown at a hamburger joint. Okay, I got it. You want to give all these cats a... Here, how about Aunt Jemima? When's she getting a star out there? I'm telling you right now, when's she getting one? Aunt Jemima. If ever there was a star in my book... gets a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You're going to give one to the rest of these guys. I don't want to mention any names because I don't want to offend anybody, Rick Dees. But I'm kidding, Rick, and you know I am. Or do you? I've seen Aunt Jemima more times than I've watched Frasier. The hell, man. She's a bigger star than that cat will ever be. God, the dudes that get the stars in the hall. I got a good one. How about Bob Vila, that dude on Home, give him a star. The cat with the screwdriver, whatever he does. And then after you're done with that, give one to the Dalai Lama. You know, we're running out of people in L.A. Might as well start giving them to people in New York. Rudolph Giuliani gets a star on the Walk of Fame. What do you want to start up? Mike says he wants to, he's in. All right, that's $3,000. Aunt Jemima, we'll go for it. Call the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce tomorrow. Tell them that we've got the 3 G's, or however much it is, and I can get the names on a petition, no problem. And we're putting Aunt Jemima's name out there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right next to Uncle Ben's. Wow. Anyway, this Kelsey Grammer's a very talented guy, wouldn't you say? Funny man, and he deserves 3-time Emmy winner. He's the 2,177th star on the Hollywood Boulevard. 2,000 people. And as I said last month when we were reading out of that book, like cats like George C. Scott doesn't have a star. I mean, you know, like a really great actor, star, you know. But there's weird names on there. Names, you know, I don't know. Jerry Dunphy, Dr. George Fishback, that's cool, man. I mean, you know what? They know what they're doing. They know exactly. It ain't no secret. All it takes is a little jingle. You get yourself a star out there. But it makes me not want to, like, take relatives there anymore or friends. You know, people from out of town, you'd always take them down the Hollywood Walk of Fame so they can look at it. Because Hollywood is going to turn into a pedestrian-only zone. After they get that new theater built, the whole trip's going to be like a promenade out there, like 3rd Street. Do you know that, Mike? Yeah, it's going to be a pedestrian-only thing, and it's going to be very nice. I'm sure it'll be very nice, and it'll be very tourist-friendly and very clean. And right now, you know, Hollywood Boulevard is what it is, Hollywood Boulevard. It's very colorful. I like to call it a colorful place. Got a lot of some of those really cool old bars, some street people, you know, the usual kind of the riffraff. I mean, it was 20 years ago they had that riffraff. That ain't recent, by the way. 20 years ago, I'm looking at Empire Strikes Back at the Egyptian, and some cat comes running down the street in a Superman uniform. 20 years ago. You know, some guy comes running down the line at Empire Strikes Back at the Egyptian in a Superman costume. So that'll be cool, but you want to get the tourists out there. I don't think you're going to do it with some of these names they got out there. Like the dwarf from Kid Rock's act or something. Maybe he's going to get a star now. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show reminding you that you can pick up a copy of our Best of the Year 2000 CD or Picture Disc LP by calling 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL. It benefits My Friend's Place, which, by the way, is on Hollywood Boulevard. And My Friend's Place deals with a lot of the street kids that are out there. And they pushed them all the way out near the freeway, so we don't have to be aware of the problem, I guess, when they do put that whole tourist trip in. But they do great work, so call up, get the thing, or just send them some bread. My Friend's Place. It's the Phil Henry Show.